Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines.
Well, that'll calm things down a little bit. A little Tracy Chapman, Ken.
Oh, what do you want?
Talking about a revolution.
Yeah.
Some people.
Greg's going to play Fast Car next.
Some people talking about a revolution. Some people saying no revolution.
Mm. It's a whisper.
It is.
Viva lo Di Filippo.
Viva lo Steve.
Hello, Albert.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, what's up?
Sorry about that. Yep, my bad. I was talking to someone else about how stupid the world we live in is. I apologize.
Huh. What's going on, Albert?
So, that last caller, that guy Steve, what's that guy's full name?
DeFilippo.
DeFilippo. I was going to call him a wannabe Italian when he was Nicky and Tony from the, like, you know, he wants to sound like this everyday working guy. Oh, I know Nicky and I know Tony and I know Joey from the North End. But then when you ask him, well, Steve, what are we doing to open? Well, I mean, Rick, we're doing our best and, you know, we were trying and it's going to be like 3 weeks, but it might be 6 weeks if Governor Baker wakes up and his toes don't curl the right way. And if he feels like it, maybe it'll just be like 9 weeks. Yeah, Steve, we'll open up at 5 or 10% capacity. And all the people that lose their businesses, whether they were on the fringe or not on the line of potentially closing, it's being forced down their throat. 69% of this country, luckily I'm not one of them, I'm sure most of you guys aren't either, live paycheck to paycheck. If you're living paycheck, if the predominant population is living paycheck to paycheck, guess what? The majority of small businesses are not prospering to the point that they would like to be. That's just the unfortunate reality that we live in. But you know what, guys? It's all good. Steve said we're doing our best. So it's all set. Steve Filippo from Davio's said that everybody's trying their best, so that's okay. Don't open the country because we all know, anybody with the brain knows, that the Democrats want this to extend as far as they can to the election so Sleepy Joe doesn't have to talk.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain when you and Curtis say that it's all
political. It's a part of the factor. It's a part of it.
Well, when you say that, though, that doesn't explain Charlie Baker, unless you're saying that Charlie Baker is pandering because he lives in a state where, you know, it's predominant.
Do you think that Governor Baker wants Trump to win re-election?
Do I?
Exactly.
Yes.
No.
I don't. He's not. When
okay.
it comes to
just
people,
yes or no?
Listen, no,
right?
He doesn't.
Thank
but
you.
Curtis,
normal.
But Curtis, I'm going to say this, and I've been critical of the guy, so don't go into your wormhole about how I never say anything bad about the guy. I've been critical about
very
him on this
geez.
Stuff so much so that he won't. If I text him right now, he won't respond.
Blocked.
Blocked. He's not when it comes to people's businesses and people's lives and their health. He's not a guy who plays politics. No way. He's not doing this for political purposes. He has been. He listen. When it comes to these politicians, they want to. They're erring on the overly cautious side because that's the only way to win, right? If they open up too early and something happens, then people say nobody's going to really say anything. Unfortunately, about opening up too late,
right?
But yes, they will. In the years, and history will show.
History will show it.
Right.
Yes.
History will show
you're
the
right.
amount of deaths that were caused by this that were not related to the actual illness, but related to the economic downturn. That will be a significant historical fact.
Well, you can't, when it comes to all of this data that Ken loves, none of it is really going to be available factually until it's over.
But what I found interesting...
You won't even know the mortality rate until this is over, Ken.
That's true.
Right. And Steve DiFilippo, though, where I strongly disagree with him, is he's saying some of these restaurants may have been closing and using this as an excuse that they were going to be done. Well, I would say that a lot of the deaths that we are associating directly to COVID-19 likely would have occurred had this virus never reached our shores. So you can say that both ways. I mean, people, that's why...
It was an expediter is what you're saying, Curtis.
Right. I think that there is ways that we're talking about this on both sides where facts and data are now moot because you can spin it into any way you want. The reality of this is that our economy is going to die if this continues much longer.
Got another representative from the North End on the phone.
Oh, boy.
This is literally what this has now turned into.
This is Joey. Joey?
Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm not here to bash Steve on the interview you just had with him.
Yeah.
But I find it contradicting that he wants to come on and tell you that he's for the small business. I understand he's run a successful operation. Congratulations to him. But for him to come on and say he's furloughed over 1,000 people, he can't be representing the small business association when it only consists of 500 employees. That's number one. Number two, he wants to praise the governor. Let's keep in mind, the same guy who sent sick, infected ex-soldiers back into that soldier's home to kill 100 more soldiers, we're praising the wrong people, Greg. Let's keep in mind that he sent sick people back into nursing homes to kill the majority of mortality rate in Massachusetts.
Joey,
now, we want to take guidance from these people.
Joey,
let's call a spade here, Greg.
Joey, are you a restaurant owner?
No, I'm not, but okay. I know a lot of people who own restaurants in the North End who are personal friends of mine, and they are suffering down there, suffering. We could have survived 3 weeks down there, but not 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months is going to take a three-year recovery.
Yeah. All right, Joey, thank you. Kevin is calling from the Cape. Kevin, what's up?
Yeah, it's really aggravating to hear people from the North End and the Davios and everything talking about money and stuff. People down the Cape have a 12-week period to make their money for the year, and that's what people don't understand. And it's not just one or two bars down the Cape. There's hundreds, if not thousands of bars from Providencetown to Chatham to Hyannis to Orleans that need this money on these three, four months, to make their money for the year. And a lot of these restaurants and bars down here, if you've been down the Cape, they're only maybe 30, 40 capacity. What are you going to do? Cut that in half? Cut it to 10 people a restaurant? How is anybody going to survive down the Cape down here? It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And somebody from the North End up in Boston or somebody with a $1 million restaurant to talk about small business, I don't hear anything about the Cape or any of these resorts that are going to lose tens of millions of dollars, and people are going to lose their houses, their jobs, everything. It's sad. It's sad to see.
Kevin,
I'm going to hang up and just listen to you guys.
Well, Kevin, but Kevin, wasn't that long ago you guys wanted the bridge shut off?
I agree.
Maybe not, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, real quick, I'm a Cape Cod guy. Where are you?
I'm down in Chatham.
Oh yeah,
and it's sad to see this happening to all these restaurants and bars down here. You know, even look at Providencetown. I mean, anybody who's gone to Providencetown, you can't walk in the streets not be 6 feet away or 3 feet away. What all those restaurants do down there and bars that open up, you know, for that 12-week period, they're going to make their money. But that goes all the way down the Cape, and you know, it's including the resorts like Newport and stuff like that. How do these bars and restaurants do it? You're going to see a lot of families that have been invested in these bars and restaurants for 10, 15, 20 years, go to the wayside. We don't have that money that these other bars up in Boston have. You know, we don't have that money. We've got to make our money in a 12-week period.
What they ought to do is today say that a place, I'll use like the Beachcomber as an example. The Beachcomber, they ought to be able to take that the parking lot in the backside of that, put a tent up, and put tables out there 6 feet apart and let people listen to music and enjoy. What's the difference between that and Walmart or Home Depot?
I agree, but there's a lot of other restaurants, and anybody that's been down the Cape knows where the restaurants or the sidewalks, there's hardly any room at all. You know, you've got maybe two or three tables out in the front, and most of the bar, you know, we got 30 capacity bars. So if you have a 30 bar capacity, you know, a bar itself, you, what are you going to put? Three people to the bar because you're going to be 6 foot up. Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's not even worth being open. I got to hang up, guys. I got to try to get back to work here. I'll talk to you.
All right. Thanks. Kevin from the Cape. Thank you.
Bye, Kevin.
Texter says the show has turned into North Shore Beefs today, the Facebook page.
I like it, but it's like North End Beefs.
I mean, that's this whole entire thing in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And Hart O'Fitzy, I'm a caper guy. Looking for a Jenga partner.
I know. Heaven forbid I ask him so that maybe I could go there, patronize his business. There we go. Let me get my Hyannis honk in, Ken.
Yep.
Wow, I can't believe, Greg, the audacity of Fitzy to ask this guy where his business was so maybe he could drive a little takeout or curbside his way.
Have you ever tried the soft serve at Sunday school?
Hello, Craig. Hey, Craig.
My dad pays for everything.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
going on?
What's going on, man?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Terrific.
Excellent.
That's good. So, yeah, I just wanted to say I agree with Albert, not too many times, but that whole thing with Steve from Davios, that was like a Bill Belichick interview on cocaine. It was like he was all over the place, all nervous. I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. And it was like, but he gave you nothing.
I think he did do the best he could. The issue is that I think there should have been way more people on that reopened task force.
Yes. Apparently, I feel bad for him. It seemed like he was put in a tough spot.
Yeah.
But he should have said, hey, well, let me get some more people on board and,
help me out. But let's be clear. The task force isn't making the final decision. Those are the people that everybody's pointing at, unfortunately. But that's not where the final decision lies.
Right. My point was just like
I got you.
What was the point of having him on? It's like it was like, okay, thanks, Bill. Yep.
I enjoy the Belichick interviews.
Great.
And I can't wait for Mondays with Stidham. I mean, that is that is honestly going to be, when are we having the first Stidham interview?
Well, it's going to be Hoyer.
It's going to be Hoyer?
Whoever the starting quarterback is. Yeah. We might rotate week to week.
When Stidham is on, we have to do the influencer pick of the week with Kennedy.
Why can't...
They make steaks on IG, Danielle. Oh my God.
It's impressive.
Can I ask why Stid is not out at Foxborough High School working with his receivers right now?
Have you seen the new L'Oreal patch his wife is selling? It looks awesome.
Regulations be damned. He should be out. He should be running rogue operations with his receivers right now.
He was home copying and writing down a playbook based off the virtual Brady Stidham showdown last night on EEI, Greg.
He was one of the 37 that were watching last night? Oh,
yep.
All right, good. Hopefully he got some tips.
He looked good.
I mean, flawless technical delivery last night by Wiggy. He sounded great on that broadcast.
Wiggy did. Wiggy did good.
Wiggy did a nice job last night. Notice Curtis said, good job by Wiggy. When is he going to be in next, Curtis?
Oh, luckily, Friday morning. Big show.
All right. Good. He's a huge fan of yours, too.
All right. We gotta get to what is trending this morning.
Mudded Night, weeknights 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Times are indeed challenging right now in Boston, but True Green knows the grass will get greener. 866-946-5992 or go online, truegreen.com/radio, and you get 50% off your spring application. True Green will take care of your lawn. You take care of you. How much is at stake if football plays without fans? New list at Forbes ranking the teams in terms of revenue, stadium revenue. Your Patriots' second most revenue in the league from the stadium, $315 million.
Do they get into, from a percentage point of view, what percentage of an NFL's team's, of their business is the gate?
Different for every team, but for the Patriots, it's over half. $600 million total revenue.
Wow.
$315 local stadium revenue.
And Ken, did you see teams are feeling the pinch bad in all four sports, obviously. In baseball, the Oakland Athletics missed a rent payment.
Oh, God.
Oh, they did?
They weren't able to pay their rent because... And that's obviously...
Are they going to get evicted?
Yeah, they're going to be playing at the Davios in the Bay.
Uh-oh.
You'll love this. Al Michaels is going to call games at the stadium. He says he's not going to do it remotely. Like Joe Buck mentioned that, they're considering fake crowd noise and you have to do it remotely. Al Michaels says willing to take the risk. Not super worried, confident he'll be safe following protocols. As far as I'm concerned, that will not fly.
So. Well, I was wondering this the other day about Dale. I mean, do you think Dale will return to the Garden, or will go wherever the Bruins are playing, if it's Toronto or elsewhere?
Dale will, office reference, crawl over hot coals to get back to the Garden.
Yes. The same way TC sits out by Fenway. Like, I want to see Dale on the Causeway if we get Stanley Cup Finals. Yes.
Rooney Rule yesterday was enhanced by three new initiatives, including prohibiting teams from preventing coaches from interviewing with other players, other teams, for promotions. So a little convoluted there, but basically assistant coaches can interview for coordinator spots. And the marathon, you heard the Marty Walsh sound earlier, perhaps, I would say murky at best, Hillman, that they're going to get this done in September.
There's no way. I should say I believe there's a way, but there's no way that the mayor can legitimately say the city is shut down on any kind of event over 10 people until Labor Day, and then the next week open it up to 100,000, 200,000 people for the marathon. No way.
Fully
right?
Spaced, 45,000. We did the calculation all the way from Hopkinton down to the race.
Who's enforcing that? The mass environmental DPD? Police?
Like, I think it's a Steve DiFilippo.
No, but I mean, theoretically, if you have the marathon, then you should be able to have 30,000 people at Fenway, correct?
I would say probably
you would think.
Yes.
If you have the marathon,
yes,
if you have the marathon with spectators,
correct.
Now, I guess the next thing is going to be we're going to have the Boston Marathon and tell everybody that you can't go outside on your front lawn or your sidewalk that you pay for and watch it. Right? That's going to be the
virtual
next thing.
Virtual fans gonna, like lining the street have like. Yeah. TV screens, people cheering them on.
I'm done with everything virtual.
It's the Greg Kill.
Nothing virtual anymore.
Virtual.
He's over
no,
it.
No virtual anything anymore, please.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Okay, time for a sign-up.
Texter wants to know who is representing the strip joints on the task force, on the reopen task force. Wiggy, that should have been Wiggy's job.
I think it was actually Dale.
Oh, it was.
That would be shake spots if Wiggy's on the panel.
What are we, day 63? Are we at day 63?
I think so.
Day 63.
Ish. You know, I mean, lockdown could be worse. Speaking of 63 days, did you see the guy that's been stuck on the cruise ship for that long? The guy from Florida?
By himself?
Well, but essentially, I mean, he's an employee of this company called MSC Cruises. And he left from Italy in mid-January. It was his second cruise as an employee. And on March 17th, a friend of his and a fellow employee tested positive for COVID-19. So after they consulted with the ship doctor and the captain, this guy voluntarily like isolated himself. 15 days later, he tested positive. He's been tested 7 times since then, gotten a mixture of negative and positive results.
Yeah.
He's a mess at this point because he's like, I just want to get off this stupid hospital ship now.
Uh-huh.
But he did an interview with CNN. His name is Taylor Grimes.
Surviving, just trying to get by day to day until I'm no longer here. No day is fun, but some days are better than others, and then some days are just the absolute worst.
Actually, having like the whole cruise ship to yourself might not be the worst place to be quarantined. There's plenty of food.
Yep.
I mean, so basically everybody else left and like shut the lights off, basically.
Correct.
And
he's on a ghost ship?
There. Yeah. Hello?
Oh, I like it.
How's the testing working out for him, Ken? You know, the testing, the false positives,
Is it the Abbott test? Is it Trump's Abbott test that doesn't work?
Oh, yeah, right. He's in charge of it. I forgot. He's our expert on testing, according to you, right? All right. This is Mel. Hello, Mel.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to ask Ken a question.
Go ahead. He's right here.
I'm here.
Oh, Ken, I was just curious. I like you, for one. But I was just wondering, if you were in the position of everybody else that owned a business and was going to lose the business, and, you know, your wife wasn't working, would you have a different opinion about opening up?
I mean,
granted, you can't really think on them lines because you're not in that position.
Right.
But what if you were?
By the way, you're talking to a guy who would have told the British about Paul Revere. But go ahead.
The turncoats are coming.
But go ahead.
Well, my theory is, Bell, that a lot of small business owners don't want to come back until it's safe, until they can convince the public it's safe, and therefore they're willing to wait a little longer to dial it back up. That's my theory. I don't know if it's true or not.
All right.
No, but it's your theory. But what would you feel? How would you feel about that, though? I mean, say you were losing your business and you were on the verge of losing it. Wouldn't you be like everybody else? I mean, wanting to get this business open and get money in and everything like that? I mean, people are losing everything.
I feel terrible for that side. I mean, it's the pandemic's fault. Why does it have to be one or the other? I don't know why we have to. It is, like you said, Hillman, we're split down the middle. It's political now. One side blames the other.
No, but it is one.
There's pain and suffering on both sides.
But we've chosen to react for one, not the other.
Yeah, you've chosen to react for one. That's for sure. Every day.
I'm concerned about. You don't think I'm concerned about my mom? See, now I can throw that in your face every second.
Oh, great.
You don't think I'm concerned about my mother? My 82-year-old mom and the nursing home?
It feels lopsided, you and Curtis against me every day, but that's fine.
Well, no. I think if you ask my mom, she'd probably say, we ought to do our best to help these people out and get them a way to get food on their table.
Did you get her a doggy bag from Tuscan Kitchen last night?
I would like to, but I can't go there.
Oh.
I haven't seen my mom since March, so you can't go visit anybody.
Terrible.
It's
all terrible. I mean, but that's why.
I'll tell you who I feel horrible for is the people who've had somebody's passed away, mm-hmm. and you can't have a service or
can't do anything. I mean, it's unbelievable.
How ridiculous is that when it comes to mental health that somebody can't say goodbye to their loved ones and a group of people with a mask on when they can go to Walmart?
Wiggy just went through that.
Yeah, his mom. Yeah, he did. Wiggy right? did go through that. I mean, where's the common sense in that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, and the common sense in it is sadly that if somebody were to die suddenly and there's an outpouring of sympathy, you may get more people showing up. And, of course, yesterday you even heard someone who is the governor of what he likes to refer to as a purple state, Governor Sununu, talking about the fact that just avoiding the cluster gatherings for the slightly foreseeable future is the best intention, whether you're in Massachusetts, which has a worse outbreak, or a controlled state like the Granite State.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I mean, do the latest survival rate numbers change your mind at all?
What are your latest survival rate numbers?
Well, in the United States, it appears to be 99.983.
Now, who's citing this? 99.983?
The CDC.
That's their new number?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. We've lost 100,000 people. It's horrific.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Horrific. All right, this is Gus. Hello, Gus.
How you doing?
What's up, Gus?
Well, I'm here in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and I own a restaurant here, too, and I bought it on January 1st, and they shut me down a couple months later. So I put all my money, all my life saving in there and everything else. So, and I go almost every day. I go to the restaurant and I stop in at the Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Walmart, and I see a bunch of people in there. They follow the rules, but we can follow our rules too. So if you're gonna serve someone every other table, which is about 6 or 8 feet, why not open the restaurants?
I don't know. I mean, I at least in the way they did it in New Hampshire, I don't understand.
Honestly, it makes more sense than the places of worship. I mean, we had two places, one in Georgia and one in Texas, shut down because they opened up and they had too many people that tested positive. It makes more sense to open a restaurant partial than it does a house of worship.
Here's a text that says, "Do you people ever get tired of Ken being right?" There's a Ken. Ooh. There's a Ken fan on the.
We had one on the show Saturday too. I saved it off.
That's the highlight of your year, Ken.
Danielle, you're right.
I know.
Let's see. This is Paul from Quincy. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey,
Paul.
Hey, Greg. I was wondering if while your mom was recovering, you'd like to borrow mine to come down to the studio and call you a loser all day.
That would be.
You know, she almost beat out Piper Laurie for the lead in Carrie.
That would be fantastic.
You know, Debbie always loved you. Ma, she was as big a drunk as I was. Yeah, well, you do that to people.
That could be a service. If you don't like your mother, you could rent one. Like rent a kinder, gentler mother. I've told my mom, very nervous mother growing up, was always. But when it came to parenting, she was a very nervous parent. But you know,
and then your dad threw you right out of the house the second you turned 18.
Yes, he did. Tossed me right out.
Bye-bye.
Get out. Go get yourself. If you're not going to college, you ain't living here. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, so I had a thought as we were talking this morning. How come Walmart marketing hasn't picked up on having funeral services since, you know, right at Walmart? since it's already socially acceptable for large groups there, why not do the funeral services there?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I can get mulch, pickles, maxi pads, and pay my respects.
Oh, nice.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. They should do them. They should do like a build your own casket thing at Home Depot.
like a build a bear, only better.
You could do a DIY funeral.
Yes. Yes.
How about that? You could actually use the top of the coffin as a sneeze guard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And if you really want, you could have Wiggy and Nick do a virtual funeral for you.
Dearly beloved, we have all gathered here today.
Well, you could work with Etsy.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
Do like your own DIY casket at Home Depot.
Greg put Paul a pasta Bear. Bar. Greg put a pasta bar in a coffin.
Wiggy's just says Jellificus.
They deadificus us.
Oh man.
They jellificus us.
That still makes no sense. Let's see. Here's a text for Ken. So there was an issue at two places of worship in Texas and Georgia. Mm-hmm. How many places of worship would you guess there are in both of those states?
These are the only ones reported so far.
Hundreds.
It just opened up. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Hundreds.
Doesn't that concern you, though? Doesn't that in the fitness center in Korea concern the hell out of you?
The fitness center in Korea. What day of the week is it? Can we please focus on the United States of America?
Okay, now, fine.
Honest to God.
First it was Sweden every day, now we're focusing on the United States.
Well, I mean, I think that I would be concerned.
Decent
if,
comeback.
I would be concerned if I felt like going out, being around other people would lead immediately to my death. But I guess
we'll see in about 2 weeks after your venturing out last night.
I don't believe that the odds say that, do they?
I've seen you run. Underlying conditions are plenty.
I have plenty of underlying conditions, and I, believe it or not, still want people to be able to get together with other people and do some business. Yeah, but I mean, listen, there was nobody wearing their mask at the restaurant last night.
Yeah, we can see that in your live.
Yeah, I mean, so when they do June 8th in Massachusetts, are you going to wear that mechanical mask with the eating
with
hole
the lift
in
up
it?
Thing?
Are you going to wear a mask when you went to a restaurant in June 8th, or would you?
I'm not even confident that we're going to make June 8th for the reopening.
You don't think so?
I don't think that we're going to get through phase one that quickly. I would love it if we did. I don't. Just knowing the trajectory, I feel like something's going to come up, and they're going to say we're going to have to delay phase two until June. You know, I don't know. Pick a date. 14 plus 8, 22nd.
Greg, do you think people have gotten so accustomed to eating, drinking, socializing, doing everything from home, that we're all going to be a little socially jilted or not know how to behave when we go to restaurant? Like, who are those? What are these? Why are you guys here?
What is this napkin thing?
I don't get this. There's salt on the table. Sit down. Why? Who are you? And would I have to time my laughter and my bites to the mechanical mask?
Correct.
Ha, ha, ha. Well,
but when you when you open up the mechanical mask, aren't you going to get the virus when the droplets come through?
Right.
You're
what is
protected
the point?
Against the virus.
You're protected against the virus.
Virus.
The virus.
It's the virus.
I don't want the virus.
Yeah.
Virus carpaccio is very good.
Another Ken
Greg
fan.
Greg almost
here.
Got that last night.
978 texter. Another Ken fan here. Ooh. Only voice of reason on the show.
All right. Mm.
So there you go, Ken.
Stop
and
the show,
Steve
Ken.
DeFilippo likes me. He doesn't know it, but he likes me.
yes, he does. All right. If you're upset about the houses of worship, you must be apoplectic about the Go Topless weekend, which is going on. We'll get some audio from some in attendance coming up next.
Many times.
Wiggy is here for the crossover, which is brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Hey, Wiggs.
What is good?
Well, Curtis has some kind of unconfirmed eyewitness account that he wants to get on the record about this morning.
Yes,
so.
I am always right when it comes to breaking news, and we have breaking news into our text machine, which is never one slide, and that says that Edelman is currently working out at Union Point.
Okay.
In Weymouth.
I've been there before.
He's throwing passes with my personal favorite, Brian Hoyer.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Brian Hoyer.
Interesting. It's in Weymouth because Jarrett Stidham was spotted on social media wearing a vitamin C hat. That is an IPA-friendly brewery in Weymouth.
Oh, wow.
Not the connection.
What a tangled web we weave.
Yeah, but there's Curtis's report there, whatever it is there's no...
It's a text. Relax.
Text message. There's no Stidham. It's just Hoyer.
Well, right? I got an updated report on Jarrett Stidham. He's currently scrapbooking with Kennedy.
Nah.
No, that's what it is. Stidham is so boss, Wiggs, that he's sending Hoyer to both work out for him and pick up his beer.
Well, he drove them there. Huh?
He's their Uber driver?
He's out in the car. He's 15 feet away in the vehicle. He can come in once.
Wearing a mask.
Hoyer's going out one door. He can come in the other door. He's allowed to come in.
Brady looked good working out yesterday.
So big news.
Yeah. That is huge news. Hoyer and Edelman.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Big news.
That's big news right there.
All right.
Because you want to get a relationship with the guy who's going to be throwing you the ball during the games. Mm-hmm. So you're not just working out with the backup. I'm just saying.
Well, how you doing?
Man, you know, quarantined.
Yeah. Well, listen, some stuff is opening up. But
every state is opened up. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia, they went to proms. A friend of mine, my wife lives in Georgia, and they were like, oh, yeah, the kids had the prom the other night. I was really?
How irresponsible. They had a prom?
Forget about it.
I went to dinner last night in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I think I saw it on Instagram.
It was great.
It must have been amazing.
Yeah. You should
quarantine. I'd love to go to dinner, but in Massachusetts, not happening. I'm going to have to sneak over the border.
June or July or, August, September.
No, maybe September.
Maybe September.
Now, in Texas, in Galveston, there's a big event going on, Ken. Go Topless Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big Jeep festival on the beach. Right. There are thousands of people there as we speak. Ken believes this is wildly irresponsible.
I mean, you'd be there if you could, let's be honest, in one of these Jeeps. So irresponsible.
It's like that time at summer camp when Ken was 12.
Right.
And his bunkmate said, let's sneak out in the middle of the night and go for a swim. And
Ken was like, no, we can't do that. Camp counselor said we got to stay in the rooms. Can't go outside.
Right. That was better than the game of cookies.
Stop it. Some who are there are really taking advantage of the event and celebrating.
Right.
We have some audio from an attendee here that I'd like to share with you.
I've been in quarantine and I need to get out and party. Woo! The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first person was the kid from the chicken thing there. I'm like, wow, he's hitting both events topless.
Quarantine is over. They wanna get
good
out.
Good for them. Listen,
chicken.
If you don't want to get out, man, just stay your ass at home. I'm tired of it. Good for them. Get out.
Stay your ass at home.
That's it.
If you're
worried about it, you're concerned, stay at home. And if you do decide to go out, wrap yourself in bubble wrap.
But would you go to an event on a beach with thousands of people like her?
Yep, I would.
You would?
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that?
If you were...
It's all you need.
Put it like this. If you were still having, because it came up on my phone, I want to say like maybe a couple days ago, that golf event you were supposed to have in the Bahamas.
If you were
having that, I'd be on a plane right now.
Of course.
I'd be on a plane with a Kool-Aid smile on my face. Maybe you wouldn't be able to see it because I'd have my mask on, but I'd be getting litty and enjoying it.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germ-X. Totally.
You accidentally just came up with the football phrase of the fall. Getting litty for stiddy.
That's it.
I like it.
There it is.
Please don't.
I would be there. When it popped up on my thing,
please don't.
I said to my wife, I was like, man, we're supposed to be down in the Bahamas. Man.
Well, maybe another year.
Maybe next year. Yeah. That's if the governor lets us fly around here.
We relocated the tournament to Ponkapog in November.
Ooh, so baby.
That's going to be good.
I don't know what Ponkapog is, but you know what? I will.
It's Nine holes. It's Canton, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, I have no idea where it is, but I'll go.
Just singles, no foursomes, just nine holes.
And by the way, that chick that we've been hearing from, OMF's mystery guest today at 4.
I guess the numbers in Georgia, they've been looking good.
Yeah.
So
just closed down a church.
Mm-hmm. No, but the governor announced, I know you don't like reporting on this, but they had their lowest day within the last month when it came to hospitalizations.
I went to the CDC's website and just kind of looked at Georgia, and they had their numbers look like they were going down. So good for them. Like I said, there was a friend of mine was down there. They were at a birthday party and, just chilling, having a good time.
Were you able to find the stats from the influenza deaths on the CDC website? I can't. I have trouble finding those.
No, they don't want you to see those things.
What's the deal with that, Ken?
Know who's a good follow? And he's somebody that you're either going to like him or hate him. Is the dude, he does a lot of this stuff. Is the dude, what's his name? Clay Travis. Have you ever heard of him before?
Yeah.
He was on
OMF.
Oh, was he?
Wasn't he?
Yep. Last week.
He's awesome.
He puts a lot of stuff up. Now, he can have other ideas that are not like, maybe not in line with yours, but on this Corona stuff, he puts up a lot of pictures and graphs and all these data things. So
we're working on a guest that is gonna turn Ken White as a ghost.
Yep.
This doctor guy from Stanford. How you doing on that, Curtis?
Efforting, hopeful.
That guy has five facts. Facts.
Ooh.
Facts.
Facts, Max. Kid.
About this, which will blow your mind.
Yep.
And Machek Boney on Friday, right?
We can have
Boney Freed, yes.
I'm happy.
Yeah, but Boney's the same guy who told us to wipe down our groceries, and then the FDA said we shouldn't wipe down our groceries. Yeah.
Can we get a ruling on that, please? Because that's such a waste
anything.
Of time when
we
I shop.
We don't know anything.
The FDA,
wait a second. Don't tell me.
I don't wipe down my actual produce.
No, but you wipe.
He wipes the bags down.
You wipe the bags down.
No, I don't wipe the bags
down.
So then,
what
like
do
any
do?
Sort.
You never wipe the bag.
You don't. Wipe
I don't.
The bag.
What do you?
Greg,
do?
I have two boys.
What do you do?
I've diapered them for years.
What do you
I don't
do?
Wipe the bag.
What do you do with your groceries?
The like boxes or bags.
Yeah.
Like if you get a bag of chips,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that could be sitting in the aisle,
yeah.
that gets just a little quick wipe.
Oh man.
Oh.
I'm going to send you an article from the FDA that says you don't need to do that.
I did wipe the bag.
Can you please Facebook Live or Instagram Live you wiping down the groceries?
Which hand do you want me to do? What do you want me to wear? Like one of those porn
Sawyer
cameras on my helmet?
Are you going front to back or back to front?
I'll have time.
Are you trembling while you do it? Are you crying?
Are you singing a jingle to have COVID go away?
Guys, with the amount of double IPAs I drink every night, there's no chance I'm getting COVID.
The truth about Corona.
What the hell song?
It's Bobby Brown.
It's my coronative. That's the way that Wiggs wants to live.
This is freestyle songs.
And it's only Wednesday, kid.
So this is Nick's routine. Comes home with the groceries. Takes his shoes off outside because you don't want to bring the shoes in.
No, you don't want to.
That's actually smart.
Undresses and burns his clothes. Mm-hmm. He burns his clothes outside
in a metal trash can.
Well, if it's a Brady jersey, obviously that's been burned.
He goes and wipes down the potato chip bag.
Cape Cod chips are getting caressed.
My chips don't even make it home from the store. I eat them in the car.
You know he's not eating.
Really?
And it's a mile away.
You know Fitz is not eating Cape Cod chips. He's got like some organic, like weird whole food chip.
Yeah, right. You know, food where we get nutrition, which keeps us alive.
Lentil chips.
Stuck in quarantine.
Hey, don't knock it. Comrade Lentil Crisp over here.
Right. His chips taste like communion bread.
Oh. That was a sick burn. Back to Steve Harvey on Wiggy's sick burns after this.
Communion bread chips.
COVID-19.
Where was this kind of zest last night during the broadcast, Wiggy?
Well, we were professionals, man. I'm trying to get a job. A color commentary job,
man.
Sawyer, don't touch those ruffles. They haven't been decontaminated.
So I'll have you know Sawyer prefers Pringles, my good man.
Oh man, we live in a crazy world.
There's a generation of nervous people that have been created. Can you imagine when your kids You and Ken, your kids step out into the world. Like, can you imagine how nervous they're going to be?
But you cross a threshold when you don't have, like, once they're able to, like, slightly take care, once they can babysit themselves, you don't worry as much. You've already been there. You've done that.
Well, I don't know if
you're ponging with
them. I don't know if you looked at MassGov, you and Ken, but zero kids have died under the age of 19. And don't you have under the age of 19 kids?
Technically.
Yeah, you'll be all right then.
All right, Dr. Wiggs. You're fine. Dr. Wigmore said you're good.
That's not true. There are three kids in New York now that have died from this.
I said in Massachusetts. But we live in Massachusetts. We all live in New York. We live here.
All right. Yeah. Because there's like an attitude at the border that's like, hey, take your stinking virus back to Elmhurst Hospital.
Hey, moving to New Hampshire. They said they're going to have school there, Governor Sununu.
Greg, how quick was Ken in that quick reversal? Wait, there was three kids.
But what about the three children?
Well, that's us if we have more cases, dummy.
What about the woman in Lincoln, New Hampshire?
Right.
She hasn't come out of bed for four days.
We're fourth in cases. Now, that's us if we have more cases.
Yeah, who cares about kids? Nobody cares.
What do we got, like 100,000 cases? Well, if we have another 500 million cases,
there was
there's going to be a couple
kids
that
children were our future.
We'd have five left cases if people were just wiping down their potato chip bags.
Oh, that's it.
Imagine how many lives.
I'm going to go on the hill plan. I'm just going to just stuff them all in, and then I'll find niblets later on in my.
Yeah, I'm trying to get.
Now you're starting to
get my hair cut.
Now, I've noticed during interviews when you're thinking, you're starting to fiddle with
it.
And once
you
beard fiddle,
I hate it. I look horrible. I hate it. I can't stand it. But I said I was going to go until the barbershops were open. So. I gotta get
my appointment because appointment only, right?
Yeah, appointment only.
It's an appointment. Yep.
So I gotta get my cut.
One person allowed in the barber shop, which is 99 people less than are allowed in.
I feel like those rules are really guidelines are not gonna be held up for some reason.
You think so?
I don't know the barbershop you go to. But the
are you suggesting that people may have been getting rogue haircuts the whole entire last 60 days?
Open up, I think it's going to be like, you know, people ain't going to be waiting in their cars. It's still,
might not be.
They're going to be people sitting in the barbershop.
Normal.
Yeah, and then I don't think it's, you know, the only thing you might see is they'll be wearing masks when they're in the chair and the barber might have a mask on.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dale and Keefe is next. What are you guys talking about?
What are we talking about?
You don't know.
We're talking about.
Oh, no.
We might be talking. Why would you ask?
I saw a
quarantine quiz.
What are you talking
about? I saw a thing on college football might be coming back. So Curtis might be right. Maybe there might be sports.
Yeah, but wasn't what California school already said they're not?
California State said they won't do any on-campus stuff until.
But that doesn't matter
until you see a Power Five conference like SEC, ACC, Big Ten. Say they're not playing, it won't be a story.
Well, the SEC, they're supposed to make their decision to letting kids, or not the SEC, but the NCAA is supposed to have a decision by May 31st, I believe, to see if they'll let kids come back for voluntary workouts.
Yeah. How much money? We're talking about, Ken mentioned earlier that the Pats are stand to lose, what, did you say 315 million. How much are these schools, you know, we've been to all these giant tailgates, how much is Georgia going to stand to lose if they can't have those six or seven tailgates every year with, like, 200,000 people. I mean, that's industry we can't even wrap our heads around up here.
Well, we're irresponsible if we do it. That's what we'll hear all
irresponsible.
These, that's what everybody will be saying. You're irresponsible. Right.
We will be back tomorrow morning, Dale and Keith, with Wiggy coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.